Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
People need advice. Do you need some? Unbiased decisions of five people around a mostly round table who will act like they know everything about the situation, maybe even fill in some of the blanks that are not available. That's us. We're here for it. 1-800-947-3979. You can text it. You can call it. Also, email idiots@freebeerandhotwigs.com. Longer stuff, it's easier to email. Let's start with Deirdre, who's on the phone. Hi, Deirdre. How are you?
Good morning. How's everybody?
We're good.
Thank you.
What's going on?
Okay, so I'm like a middle-aged woman, and I've been spending half my life just doing like comedy acting. I finally settled down. I got a real job, and it's a lot to take in because I was basically doing whatever I wanted. So I have a new job. It involves a lot of responsibility, working with disabled adults, and I'm going to be working one-on-one with a woman who I've never met. We work as a team, and I know that I'm going to have to work with her every day, and I'm like hoping that she's not going to be a B, and it's going to be cool.
Okay.
So, and we have like an orientation, and there's a one coworker. Let's just call her Sarah.
Okay.
And we're taking pictures. You know, it's like a nice event. She's standing next to me, and I always had a weird vibe from her. So we're standing there, and she says, "I'm going to break up you and X," meaning my new coworker. So I just ignored that comment. I'm like, "That's wild that she's trying to get a response."
Well, what a weird thing to say while you're taking photos. I'm going to break you up.
Yeah.
I haven't started.
Thank you. So she repeats it again. And because I know her type, where she's just trying to get a reaction or get under your skin, I ignored her again. So ever since then, I've had my doubts about her. I'm like, well, what's her deal? Does she want my job? So as time goes on, you know, me and Sarah, we're doing great. We get along fantastic. We're a great team already. Actually, I just sent her the song, "You're the Best," the Karate Kid song.
Last night.
I was like, well, it's like, you know, a love romance thing. But anyway, so she seems to show up in our workspace unannounced, inconsistently, you know, and comes and just talks and talks and talks. You know, I've officially made her like a Dwight Schrute, essentially a female version.
Okay.
So she's always interrupting our workspace, inviting herself to like field events and imposing like just things that really.
What is her job supposed to be?
Yeah, what is she supposed to be doing?
She's like, you know, she's like an administrative assistant for our supervisor, but she always is the one like basically telling us what we need to do, what not to do. Like, for instance, I was doing a training over the weekend. I just wanted to do a training for my job. And I was like, I want to learn something. So I don't know how she knew it. She's emailing me, "Do not work on the weekends." You know, I don't know if it's an expense to them, but I'm like, you know, you didn't tell me not to work on the weekends and do these trainings, which I'm supposed to do.
Yeah.
But, you know,
that's up to you. So it's your time. What? So are you, you're asking what to do with her? I don't know.
I'm asking, how do I talk to her? Like, how do I present, like, you're annoying? Like, how do you, like, tell someone to back off?
I don't know. I mean, so she's not technically your supervisor, but she's in kind of a role that she is, or?
Yeah, no, she's not technically my supervisor whatsoever.
Okay.
She's your supervisor's assistant.
Okay.
Correct. And my coworker, the one that I get along with great, she's telling me, oh, she just wants to be besties with everyone at work, but she's like trying so hard. It's interfering with our job, our focus. And, you know, it's just a hard conversation to have.
I think you need to humor her and ignore her. I hate to say that.
Yeah, no.
But it sounds like she's pretty entrenched there.
Probably.
And everybody already knows what she is.
Yeah.
So just ignore her, I think.
Have you considered putting her stapler in Jell-O?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you so much. That really helps, actually.
I think.
I want to confront her.
It does. Don't you think?
I mean, probably. I mean, if you, especially if you're fairly new, you know.
Yeah.
Roll with it for a while until you kind of establish your own footprint. And
well, and if you talk to her realistically, would you expect her to change?
No, because she's still annoying. I don't think she's aware of it.
Yeah.
I love those responses of, oh, did you mean to say that out loud? One of those kind of like one of those where, oh, are you sure you want to act like that at work?
Yeah.
Like, is this the best place to say something like what you're saying right now?
Yeah. Ugh. Mm-hmm. That would be bad. Good luck, Deirdre.
Yeah, it seems like if the woman's just annoying, just deal with it.
Yeah, almost.
It's fine.
I mean, most workplaces that have a certain number of people, there's going to be that person that talks too much or hangs around too much or undermines you or whatever. I mean, almost every place has that. You just,
every place we've ever worked has it.
Yeah.
I mean,
we've had it here.
I've probably been
anymore because we don't have enough people anymore.
Yeah, that's true.
But I mean, we've definitely had that.
Yeah. All right. This one, I need advice. Going on a cruise Sunday. First cruise ever. I have a felony that's 27 years old. It was for attempted home invasion. I was 18 years old at the time of the crime.
Okay.
Going on a Caribbean cruise, and I just found out I may not be allowed on the ship because of my background. That never crossed my mind because it happened a lifetime ago. Should I try to go or just cancel it to save myself the embarrassment?
Why don't you just find out?
I would call
and say, hey, I just want to be really upfront and sure. I wouldn't cancel it.
I would ask questions like, hey, is this going to be allowed? Am I okay? This is the situation. Don't just
cancel.
Go and hope for the best, and don't just cancel. Ask questions. Jeez, man.
Yeah. But don't just cancel.
No.
No. Yeah, definitely
don't. I would think that I can't imagine they would ban someone for a felony from when they were 18 years old. I guess it depends. Do they just have a blanket rule? And if that's the case, then it'll be pretty easy to find out you can't go. Yeah,
or just never get off the ship. Because it would only count like somewhere else, right? If you got onto their land.
I guess so,
Well, I think if they probably check you before you go on the ship.
But it depends on where it's. I mean, if it's an American ship and it's okay for you to have a 30-year-old felony, then it wouldn't matter unless you get off in the Bahamas or whatever. And then it's an issue. But
I mean, also, what's your felony?
That's why you ask questions.
Yeah. Did you murder somebody in a cruise ship?
Right.
What's your felony?
Home invasion at 18. Yeah. So,
okay.
Yeah. Important question here. Toilet paper, fold or crinkle?
Fold.
Crinkle.
Crinkle. I love that you fold it, though, Hot Wings.
When you say crinkle, what do you mean?
Like a wad.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Hold it as a wad? You don't wrap it around fingers or anything?
No. Do you wrap it around your fingers and then wipe it while it's wrapped around?
Yeah. Make it like a torch.
Oh, that's even hotter.
I don't care for that.
Looks like a charm.
Yeah. Oh. Buy good toilet paper, 3 sheets, tri-fold. If you need more, do it again. No waste.
That's generally the rule anyway.
No waste.
You need more.
And
it's all waste.
It's thick enough not to go through, but thin enough that you can kind of feel that you're getting the right spots, you know?
Do you have a problem with sometimes missing the spots?
No, because I do it the right way. So no, I never miss the spots. I get all the spots.
So you're just holding a wad of toilet paper in your hand like that looks like shaving cream, so to speak?
I don't like wipe it full palm. I pinch it with my hands and then I wipe.
Oh, it's essentially the same as what I'm doing then.
You're wrapping it around your hand like a mitt. And
then you hold it with your thumb.
And then when you take it off, do you have to use your other hand because you've wrapped it around your hand?
Mm-mm. No, it's not on there with gauze and athletic tape.
I just
drop it.
I don't like
that. It's the same. It's the same.
I feel like it's very wasteful because the back of your hand is just wrapped with toilet paper for no reason.
Yeah. Yours is wasteful, though, too, because you're wadding it. So
you've got
gobs of space that land that isn't being used.
But if I wad it and then I got to go back, I can just wad it in a different direction and wipe again.
What, re-wad your wad?
Yeah.
You can fold.
If you miss and you got a little extra down there or you want to check just to make sure.
It's better than turning yourself into a poo mummy.
Yeah.
Well, I agree with that. I agree with that.
That's a great way to put it, Malin.
Wow. Boy, I guess I'm wasteful then, because I'm fine with how I'm doing it.
Everything about your wiping experience is different than everyone else on Earth. You used to do the stand squat.
That's not different than everyone else on Earth.
Nobody.
40% of people stand.
I stand. I stand with free beer for sure.
I haven't stood ever since I realized no one stood because they said it's much better when you sit. And
you don't do the lean?
It's been true.
You stand up.
No, I'm always afraid I'm going to punch the toilet water if I sit. I don't like it.
You feel like you're going to punch the toilet water?
I know.
What's wrong with your spatial awareness?
Look how long my arms are.
Your arms are the same as mine.
I know, and you're 6'5".
And I don't ever punch the water.
You guys are the same height.
How would you punch the water?
I don't know. It's just a fear that I have. I feel like if I were to do the lean and wipe, for whatever reason, I would also end up dipping my hand in to- toilet
have,
water.
Have any
like
of you
that.
Ever accidentally stuck your hand in the
no.
water?
No.
Maitland?
No, that would be impossible.
Yeah.
I don't think you have?
Yeah.
Was it like high water from a...
Maybe it was a mix of high water and
toilet paper
I was just
dam?
Too drunk to stand up. And okay, so then my hand slipped and boop, into
I mean,
the water.
You're drunk, but...
Random text. Not random. They're related. Husband has a felony. Two cruises under our belt. Should be fine. Most cruise lines will not allow people with felonies on their ships. He can easily get the felony expunged. By Sunday?
Yeah, that might take a little longer than that.
Maybe, but...
this person says if it's a violent felony conviction, then that might be difficult.
Yeah, like what Kelly said. If it was murder, then yes. Yeah. But like an attempted home invasion... Like burglary
30 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody
yeah.
said if the guy has a passport, he's already been vetted for leaving the country. I think that's probably
yeah,
the
I
truth. Think,
yeah. I would imagine oh, that okay. that's true. I mean,
honestly, wing it. You'll be fine.
If you don't have a passport, then I don't know how you're going anyway. But I've been on one cruise and don't know anything.
Yeah. That's I mean, unless the cruise doesn't factor. Leave America. And then you're really...
Said it was a Caribbean cruise. But...
Yeah, I mean...
I don't think I needed my passport. Well, this is my sophomore year of college, so this is, I don't know, 2007. And I went to the Bahamas and back.
I would have thought you'd need a passport.
I don't
for
think
that.
I needed
a
passport. Because I didn't get a passport until I went to Jamaica. And I didn't go to Jamaica until my junior or senior year. Something like that.
Mm. Maybe.
Maybe.
I mean, I've
no
never
idea.
Been to any of them, so...
Yeah.
This text, you are all wasteful. Get a bidet. The bidet is a game changer.
So wait, you have a bidet and you still... Oh, I guess when
you're at
other places.
Doesn't that use more water? You're just wasteful in a different way.
Yeah, you're
probably.
Wasting water.
Yeah. I mean, as far as it goes, water and trees are more plentiful. I'm not wiping with ducks or crude oil. So, you know,
God,
I'm going to waste something.
If you could wipe with a duck, the image of that is really funny in my mind.
Boy, a lot of people have toilet paper opinions. When you crumple it into ball, it makes more ridges in order to catch more material.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, sure. You tell yourself that.
People need advice. It doesn't all have to be about wiping.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.